What a wonderful theme of victory. Truly, Jesus is our cause, is the triumph of the believer. Well, I'm delighted to be back again with you. I've really missed not being in this group of people for a number of weeks, but God's been trying to get my attention in various ways. For those of you who don't know, most of you know that I had surgery on my shoulder. It's been a long journey for me, much longer than I anticipated, but I'm dealing with it. I had a tendon tear completely torn, which is making my rotator cuff surgery a lot more cumbersome and longer in recuperation. So I guess a question we could ask, I've been asking, Lord, I want to know you more. How can I know you more? How can I know you more? And one of the ways of that God wants to do that may be through, for me, putting me back and on a chair for 4 weeks at least, and just trying to find my way and how life should operate under those circumstances, to know Him. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, Paul said, I want to know Him. I want to know Him. I want to know the power of His resurrection. I want to know the fellowship of His sufferings, being made like unto Him in His death. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow and pursue after God that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brothers, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting what's behind, I reach forth to those things which are before, and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that I may know Him. How do I get to know Christ more? Well, one of the ways is by getting together and assembling together like this. I guess we could say that for many of us, assembling together as believers, that's part of the power, the celebration of Christ, the corporate worship, the power that comes from being together, and the enthusiasm that's generated, and the encouragement that we receive. I've missed it a lot, to say, you know, I've missed assembling here a lot the last 4 weeks. I've heard good things, heard what God's moving and doing and shaking and leading people into in various ways. That's good stuff. But the embracing of the cross, part of our Sunday school lesson is about that, the embracing of the cross, that's the fellowship of His suffering. You know, I like verse 10, that I would know Christ and His power, the power of His resurrection. And the thrill that comes from that, and the victory and the glory and just the harmony of that. But the fellowship of His suffering is one of the ways that we get to know Him, in whatever dimension that might be, whatever way God might bring that to our path of life. The cross is a symbol of death, embracing the cross. In Galatians, Paul used the testimony that that I will glory in nothing else except the cross of Jesus. I will embrace the cross. I will glory in that, so that I would know Him. So the cross is a symbol of death. So it's death to our personal agendas and pursuits, our plans. It's death to our egos. It's the cross is a symbol of death to our pursuit of success. And for some, it's literal death as some pursue the cross. And we know our brothers and sisters around the world they embrace the cross, the fellowship of Jesus' suffering, and they have to lay down their lives. We stay in touch with some people in Iran who have a ministry in Iran, and just the agony of the people there. But they embrace the cross, the fellowship of his suffering. They know Christ so personally, and they're willing to lay down their lives. But for us, we're not laying down our lives in death, but I think the fellowship of his suffering can be realized in the daily grind of life. It needs to be realized in the daily grind of life. That I might know him and the fellowship of his suffering, pressing on to those things that are ahead, forgetting what's behind. In the normal routine of life, we recognize the fellowship of his suffering. In our suffering takes on so many different forms, but you know, when you identify with the sufferings of Christ, it can be in the personal relationships that we have. Maybe the challenges that we have in our families or our friendships. The challenge to stand alone in the face of truth in our time. For young people, it might be your just enduring the stuff at school, or the tests at school, and getting through the next challenge and doing well. The challenge of embracing what comes to our life when our equipments break down and when our contracts fall through and the things and the plans that we hope for don't work out. Identifying with Jesus Christ with disappointment and staying focused on him, being connected to him. Or in sickness, when our health breaks down, when we're faced with all kinds of disappointments. How Jesus' power, we love the power of God. I love the power of God that comes when we're in the bloom of health and things go well and things are turning out the way we want and we're walking in victory in our faith. But for me personally, I feel that the presence of Jesus is best known and experienced to me in when I am faced with disappointment or suffering, whatever form that might be. Because suffering causes us to ask a lot of questions. It causes us to cry out. It causes us to seek answers to the things we don't understand. And as for us as believers, it drives us to the heart of God. How do we get to know Christ? We get to know him by fellowshipping together and by being encouraged and enriched in him. We get together and we experience this. I hope that's part of what happens today. But I really want to encourage each of us as we hit the daily grind of life to know Jesus Christ. You carry what we experience in times like this. We carry it into our daily life. And in the times when you're facing life alone and the challenges alone, you will know him. May you know him. May you recognize your dependency on him. Well, Peter and John and James in our lesson today as adults, they wanted to stay up on the mountain. They wanted to stay in the power and the glory. But the reality of life is, you know what? You have to come down off the mountain. You have to live life in a daily way. You have to take up the cross. And you have to know Christ in a personal way, in a daily way. That I may know him. How do we get to know Christ? You ask God that. You ask how you can get to know him more fully in whatever way he wants to show you. Let's pray. Father, today, make yourself known. Reveal your glory and your majesty, your truth, and your personhood, your compassion, your strength. Lord, today, reveal yourself in a fresh way. May our eyes be opened spiritually, and may we get a hold of you in a fresh and living way. Lord, guide us through this time of our lives. Guide us through this season and time in history that we may, as believers, display the strength and consistency that comes with knowing an anchor such as you, the only real anchor for our lives. So, God, now I thank you for the investment of time and devotion that the teachers have put into the classes for today. I pray, Lord, that everyone may receive something, that soils would be tilled today, that the seed of your word and the experiences of life could build together a strong person, a stronger person, believers who change our world wherever we have the opportunity to be of influence. In Jesus' name, amen.